by the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. Acts 10:38. He said, it's the Father within me who does the work. What does that mean to you? It means that Jesus meant exactly what he said when he declared that you, as a believer, will be able to do the work that he did. John 14:12. It means that you, as a reborn child of God, filled with the same Holy Spirit as Jesus was, have the opportunity to live as he lived when he was on earth. In fact, that is exactly what he intends. He went before you as a man and opened the way. Don't just admire him for it. Follow him in it today. Scripture reading, John 14:1-15. Has he opened the way for you? Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that he came as a man? If you believe that, then you have everything that God has for you. All the promises in the Bible are for you. And thank you, God, for making a way. Thank you, God, for coming down and becoming a man for us and walking this earth, teaching us and showing us the way, helping us to grow in love, helping us to see what we need to do as we walk this earth, helping us to understand your ways, how you had compassion on people. Help us to have compassion on people as well. Help me. I'm not saying us because it says work out your own salvation. So I'm walking out my own salvation. It says help me to have compassion. Help me to love those who are hard to love. Help me to have grace and mercy upon those that are mean to us, mean to me, and treat me wrong. And just thank you, God, that you watch over me and take care of me. And you love me and you care for me and you want the best for me as everyone else, your children. So it's another scripture says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. I can share something with you on that one. I work in a job that's very stressful, very challenging. If anybody's listening, if you work in a field of nursing, I know how you feel because that's what I do for a living. I work in a nursing field, and I know it's hard because the situation that's going on right now, and you got to be covered, and you got to be masked, and those things, just you wear them all day and you can't breathe because they're a pain in the butt to breathe. And you get weary and tired. But God will give you that strength to keep going. Even though you're tired and weary, he will give you the wings of the eagle. If you wait upon him, you will renew your strength. I take it, I look at when I'm at my job, that I start praising him or thinking about him or talking about him to the residents or singing songs throughout the time I'm there. It lifts my spirit. It gives me back the strength that I need. And my spirit's renewed, my flesh is renewed, my mind, my body, everything's renewed. when you focus on Him and not on the situation, not on the circumstances. Though we face challenges, but we are blessed. We are blessed and we are overcomers. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. So we can make a choice and have our attitude about helping others, or we can just walk in love as Jesus walked in love, with compassion and loving on others and reaching out to the ones that are in need. Jesus says, I didn't come for the healthy, I came for the sick. So, and I know what he's talking about, sick in the spirit. So he knows that we already are reborn again, and he's reaching out for the ones that are spiritually sick, that don't have them. So our job is to go out and love on those people, talk about Jesus, pray for them so they can see God in Jesus in you and want what you have. And I experienced that. I thank God for the opportunity to experience that where I work. And He put on my heart to help somebody and talk about them and pray for someone. And you just got to, you know, step out, have faith and step out. Just like Peter. He saw Jesus coming. And he goes, it's the Lord, it's the Lord. And so he stepped out of the boat into the water because Jesus said, come. And he looked down and then he started sinking. So we can step out of the boat, have faith, be bold, and start living the life that Jesus wants us to live and walk the walk that he walked. I thank you, God, for that. I thank you, God, for teaching your children the way, the truth, and the life. And the greatest commandment is to love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second one is the same, is to love your neighbor as yourself. And it's that powerful scripture, Second Corinthians 13. It could be that one, but that's a powerful scripture to read and study on, because it's all about love. And God says we have to love. If we don't love, then how can he, like he said, the power of love. How can we love, and how can we have the power of love or the power of God in us if we don't love? And all you have to do is see someone in need, and God will give you the boldness to step out and love that person and care for that person, and whatever needs that person has, God will enable you to do so. Financially, He will enable you to do so. So take this, you know, you just gotta just remember to love. Love is powerful. Love is God. Thank you for listening to my words and God using my mouth to speak. I'm not speaking for myself. I'm speaking for God. And I thank, hoping your ears are open, your heart's receiving, and you're dying to the flesh to listen to this message. So God bless everyone. Thank you for this time to be on the radio again. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to share your word and to talk about you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.